From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Progress continues on a $540,000 Great Lakes Restoration Initiative grant. The Flute Reed River Partnership has appointed Stark Enterprises to be their oversight coordinator for all three projects in the grant. Dave Stark is a former Cook County Water Plan coordinator and has extensive experience with rivers in the county. The Flute Reed Board also voted to appoint Rick Schubert as project facilitator to work with Stark and other partners to help complete the projects. Schubert will remain a volunteer. Contracts are being finalized among the major partners in the projects. These include the Flute Reed River Partnership, the Cook County Highway Department, Soil and Water Conservation District, and the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. Once these are finished, a process for further defining the project locations and actual design work can begin. The partnership announced an open house event on Thursday, March 17th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Hovland Town Hall, where you can learn more about the three projects and talk with the people involved in their design and implementation. This is the first of a series of meetings planned over the next 2 years to seek input and keep the community informed. The construction management firm hired by Cook County to oversee the new community center project has been brought on board to oversee other 1% sales tax building projects as well. For now, Orb Management will serve as consultants and advisors to those pending projects. Commissioner Sue Hakes serves as chair of the Community Center Steering Committee.
Basically, what this is a proposal for them to help the county, in essence, be an extension of us, to represent the county in 1% projects with respect to management and administration, all the way up to potentially being a construction manager as they are on the Community Center.
Hakes said there is an open agreement between the county and Orb that allows for flexibility when dealing with various 1% projects.
It's, if you will, a smorgasbord. We can select them for certain projects. We don't have to select them for certain projects. Instead of a more traditional role in the case of the Community Center, for example, of a general contractor, we've got a construction manager taking on that role.
The board asked a lot of questions, discussed the contract thoroughly, and in the end voted on the agreement.
And that did pass. What didn't pass yet is to hire Orb to do some of the management and administration on the library project.
Hakes said the community center planning continues with an all-day meeting and a number of shorter sessions to end up with public input discussions. President Barack Obama's 2012 budget calls for spending $350 million on a long-range Great Lakes cleanup program. The proposal released this week represents a cut from the $475 million that Obama proposed and Congress approved for the Great Lake Restoration Initiative during his first year in office. But, according to the Associated Press, it's an increase from the $300 million that Obama sought for 2011, although it's uncertain whether that money will come through because Congress has yet to approve the budget for the current fiscal year. During his campaign in 2008, Obama pledged $5 billion over a decade for the program, which would battle invasive species, step up removal of toxic sediments, restore wildlife habitat, and take other steps to fix long-standing environmental problems in the Great Lakes. Legislative uncertainty over education funding can have an effect on small school budgets as well as large ones, including charter schools like Cook County's Great Expectations. School Director Peter James.
The uncertainty, I think, is a thing that's plaguing all of us. It's very difficult to make plans, particularly programming and staffing plans, when you're not really sure how much money you've got coming in.
Governor Mark Dayton's budget plan is strong on education, but money already shifted away from local districts may not show up on balance sheets for as many as 3 years.
The other piece of it is the holdbacks. In no other setting do I recall where people make you a promise to pay you for performing a service and then say, except we're only going to pay you a portion of that, and we'll pay the rest of it later.
James said that he welcomes new programs affecting better delivery of education to students, but they still need to be paid for.
The reality is the government's facing a huge shortfall, $6.2 billion projected. It's tough to close that gap without addressing education.
James cautioned against becoming cynical in the face of the political maneuverings that accompany legislative budget setting. He said rather it's time to become proactive.
The governor states his point of view, the legislature theirs, they negotiate and they compromise, and who knows what goes into why they decide what to ultimately fund and how much. But I think that people are wrong in giving up a sense of ownership of that. We've elected people to those offices. We have points of view we want represented through those representatives. And I think we are selling ourselves and our community short if we just give up and say, well, it's all politics. It'll be what it's going to be. And it's just the loud, rich, or powerful that have a say in things. And I think then that falls to our community to step forward and say to our representatives, this is what we think. This is what we want. This is what we are have as our priorities.
James summed it up this way.
Act out of strength and what you care for, not out of fear.
You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.